Thank you. Most of you are already aware of steps that we've been undertaking with Mandala Agency out of Bend to do a brand new marketing initiative for the company. And just a real quick overview on kind of what has been achieved to date. Matthew Bowler, who's the principal with Mandala, conducted over 30, I think it was actually closer to 40, one-on-one interviews with people in the community, and I know most of you participated in that. We had a town hall meeting on May 3rd to give the ideas and get input from a broader community, and we also did an online survey, and he got 187 responses, which actually was really, really good for a relatively small community. So, you know, I think that we've got a lot of public input into what represents Lapine, and Matthew really took that to develop the brand character. And some of the themes or words that came out in the brand character were proud, independent, affordable, friendly, small town, beautiful, close, wide open. They may seem contradictory, but they're caring and future focused. And then coming up with the what statement for Lapine. Lapine is a small frontier town nestled in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains, surrounded by open meadows, lakes, and rivers, strikingly beautiful with unparalleled access to the central Oregon. Lapine is a community that's truly coming of age. And then the how. Proud, independent, and affordable, Lapine is characterized by people being good to each other. Lapine has a deep sense of community and is a place where people go out of their way to help a neighbor and truly care about each other's well-being. And then the why, because we choose to live small town strong. And then the pictures of the back are really representative of the logo that was on the front of the package.
Excuse me.
Gone down the wrong way. They presented four different kind of visual options to us, and I know Mayor was there, and Councillor Scott, and Jake, and Corey as well. Some of the options that they presented us with were the more kind of traditional, more like what we kind of have right now as logos or brand identity. We had the mountains and the rivers and the streams, but one of the comments that Mandala made was, if you have something that's so kind of generic as that, everywhere in Central Oregon and even throughout Oregon are going to claim, you know, we've got the best mountains, we've got the best lakes, and you could just switch out City of Lapine underneath and put in Estacada or Baker City. It's kind of generic. So having something simple that states kind of who we are is much better than just having a generic that you can switch out for any other name. And, I think that the group that saw these for, while we had some variety in kind of which was the favorite, this one came out as the strongest. And when one of Matthew's visual folk explained why the kind of the pine cone, well obviously pine cone for Lapine, but the concept of kind of new growth, new seeds, when he started telling the story behind it, it really kind of made sense and said, yeah, that really, really is us. Corey, Jake, anything you want to add?
I would just do a quick recap on that this was paid for by a grant from Travel Oregon. It was about $10,000, I believe. Yep. And then the city, we contributed $5,000 to this effort. But at the same time, it was made clear that we were creating a brand for Lapine, not a brand just for the city of Lapine. And that's why the group, the branding committee that was put together, had a broad coalition of folks from businesses and other entities in Lapine, and not just the city council making this decision. And so I just want to reiterate that and say that at this stage, Mandala, who the city contracted with to make this happen, has provided this, and the branding committee selected this as the concept that then Mandala is going to go back and spend the next, say, 3 weeks or say the next month refining this, and then they'll come back and say, this is our final recommendation. So that's where we are at this stage in this branding initiative.
I like it.
Didn't this start at LED?
The concept of branding, the need for branding, did start at LED. And then we had the discussion at LED is that you can't produce a brand just for the business entity without the overall umbrella of a community brand. You know?
And you can trace the genesis of this project back, I'm sure, many years. This was at our ORDC forum in October.
Right, some of the RDI
priorities
stuff.
And needs. And so there's little pieces of it in all of that. Ultimately, what I see this providing us is the foundation to then say, okay, how do we take this and tailor it to economic development? How do we tailor it to tourism? How do we tailor it to, hey, come move here, raise your kids in Lapine, you know, who knows? So this is the foundation that then all of that will splinter out of and continue to grow. So I know, I mean, obviously Ken and Dennis were there. What are other thoughts? I'm curious.
Didn't they were going to come up with ideas of marketing it too, weren't they? Is that what I understood?
Well, we have that's all to be determined. You know, for $1 million, they can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
So we haven't paid for that
more money
yet. Once they come back and make the recommendation on this, we'll basically have paid for the contract that we have set.
Okay.
And then they've provided a list of, well, we
other
can do
options.
This for you, this for you, this for you. Yeah. And so that'll be then the next conversation of what do we do? How much do we spend? What have we budgeted? You know, something.
Makes sense.
Yeah, something natural would be some signage, possibly, that maybe they can help incorporate this into a nice entry sign. And so there's going to be, this is going to be an ongoing process.
How we get everybody to use this logo and that. Their own.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we did have some discussion. I don't think, like, you know, obviously the chamber is not going to give up their own logo, but if they can incorporate that somewhere, whether it's the bottom of their, you know, so it becomes, you know, part of, but not necessarily replacing an individual company's or entity's, you know, logo.
Right.
You know, and just for me, And it's hard if you're just looking at this picture here, but the exercise that we went through was, to me, more important than this outcome. In that, you know, especially I think at the town hall meeting, with so many people who hadn't really voiced their opinion before, weren't really aware of what we were trying to do. And it was just so nice to see all the different points, the individual one-on-one meetings with Matthew, the online survey, and then the town hall meeting. The same themes resoundingly come through, and people starting to verbalize what that was, rather than just saying, I know why I like Lapine, it's really great, but now there were more some concrete language put on it.
I also think that when they explained about the fact that, well, we know exactly how this kind of a community can market this, how we can take that and do all the things that will take you the furthest with way to do it. And I like that because we've got a lot of people in this town that think they know the answer. And I think by having a good professional package on all of the things that could be used for and how it could be used would be very valuable.
Yep.
Well, I'm excited to see what they come back with because I love the way it looks on the truck and on the sign and the shirt and the cup. I think it's very clean. It's very precise. You don't have to question what it is you're looking at. I even like the lettering way they've done that. Mm. And with the Oregon under there,
yeah,
so
sun in your eye. Yeah.
And it's to me it's timeless too, you know. Fads or whatever changed, but it, because it is so clean, I don't know. I'm really impressed.
I don't think they were going to change anything per se. They were going to maybe add some colors or
I guess this is 95% of it.
Right.
You know, tinker, I don't know, a little here or there.
I like it.
What do you think about it on your craft?
Oh, learn to like it more and more every day, probably. I don't really. I like it. It's growing on me so far. I like it more than I did the day I seen it. But yeah,
that's normal.
I didn't like it when I first saw it either.
Right.
Really?
I was the only one that the day I was like, I'm gonna be the odd duck and say I like number one.
But number two, but
yeah.
So yeah.
But that's,
and the rest of us didn't get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. You know, I know it's been around, you know, we've been trying to figure this out for ages, it seems like. And there was some pine cones and some other ones that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now you get it.
Oh, hello.
Wow, you're a little slow today.
It's been a day. But I love, because we choose to live small town strong.
I do,
yeah,
too.
You gotta keep
that.
You got to keep that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Matthew had said he wasn't going to add a tagline under the logo because he felt we still had kind of worked into that, you know, that when you add a tagline, you've got to be able to 100% deliver on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can understand what he's saying. We can use that.
Well,
but
you can use it on the website or something, but not with the logo all the time it's used.
Yeah.
I was suggesting we put that in there, but I...
No, it's great. I love it. Yeah. I love that, that one line,
it's
yeah.
It's good.
Strong.
Here, you want...
Logos take off and become really popular. I like the Ben logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really popular.
Yeah, that's right.
So obviously, when Mandala finalizes this, there's going to be an approach of how do you get the community to buy in and use it, and what steps you take to do that. But then also, I think from the city perspective, I think we need to look at this and say, you know, do we agree that we want this to be the new city logo and to use this on business cards and the website and public works trucks and, you know, all of that, all of our letterhead and signage, things like that. And so I would imagine seeing this again in August. Hopefully we have it back by then, and you know, the council can then say, you know, we approve that. We want that to be the new logo, and we can start to phase that in and make the change. So, okay.
Good.
Any further? Hearing none, we'll move on. Janet, thank you. Public comments.
I'll just make a quick comment on the logo. I had seen it until today, and I really like it. And I just wanted to let you know that it's very upscale to me. I can understand why maybe some people would have a hard time adjusting to it. But when I think of Bend, I love that little, the way they do the BEMD. And when I look at that, I feel the same way. I would. I think that is a good representation.
Anybody else? Cat, Kitty?
Back to the discussion on the city charter and council rules and procedures. I have for many, many years wanted the city to have an orientation procedure and orientation handbook for new councilors. So I was really glad to see this, to hear this discussion tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the handbook thing would be real easy. Not real easy, but it would be a very good thing to have. League of Oregon Cities, of course, has one that gives you the basics of being a councilor in general. Then you could also put together information such as the charter and the council rules and procedures that define what it's like to be an applying city councilor. And in fact, you could put this, most of this could even be in a binder so that it's a living document, mm-hmm. and it will change with the rare times that these things do change or are updated. So I'm going to be really glad to see this come into being. Thank you.
Any further comments? Hearing none.
We had a...
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Nothing. Go.
Other matters. So 9A affordable housing.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, that's
sorry,
what I thought we skipped.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I think I was reading your mind.
Yeah, you were.
And I didn't realize the order on that. My apologies. So on this, real quickly, the first item is regarding an affordable housing tour of one of the Housing Works projects that Tom Kemper offered at the work session last month. I spoke with Tom yesterday, and he gave me a couple dates that are at least a couple weeks out, which I think those are probably the 2 weeks that we should target and see if they'll work well for the council. And so the first one is Tuesday the 26th in the afternoon. The 26th of July, a Tuesday in the afternoon. And the other option would be the first week of August, either Wednesday the 3rd or Thursday the 4th in the afternoon.
I'm on vacation.
And so what we'll do is we'll find out, A, you know, who wants to try to attend, B, who can attend, and then we'll try to find out which one works best. We don't have to make that decision right now, but with those dates, we can check in on that and find out which one is best, and that gives us a week to look into that or more and then really let Tom know. So maybe I'll bring this up actually at next week's council session, and if all of you have had a chance to look at your calendars, you can tell me which one works best, and I'll then relay it to Tom, and we'll go with that.
Okay.
And then, any questions on that, on scheduling the tour, or are we good?
Everybody okay? All right.
The other item on affordable housing, which this is just floating a concept out there. Again, we're obviously not making a decision today, and we need to look into this and talk with the county and see if it's even possible. But the county owns lots of land in the city, but in particular they own a parcel that's about 7 acres, which is behind the senior center. And the county and the city want to see that developed as affordable housing. Now, there's multiple developers that could potentially build there. And where we're at right now is that, you know, the county as the landowner would have to sell or land, give it to a developer with certain stipulations, and they'd want to see city approval and input on that process.
Mm-hmm.
The concept, the change, would be what if the county gave that land to the city, saying it's still for affordable housing, but now the city, the council, has the authority to give some of that land or sell some of that land, whatever you see fit, to an affordable housing developer. So it would be taking the county out of the equation and then allowing the city to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking one cook out of the kitchen. At the same time, you're bringing on other political pressures potentially. So there's things to consider with that, but I wanted to float the idea out there and see if anyone had an initial reaction or thought on that. And again, the county has not said we would do that, but that's a thought.
It's our housing. I'd like for us to make the decision, personally. So,
well, like we brought up in the last work session, you know, like Kemper here says he needed, what, two acres?
Two acres. Yeah.
And I was saying, well, how about the future? And we're saying, well, we'd have to go back to the county. Well, if we had 7 acres of land, we could decide, you know, what to do with the next five. Say use two. You know, we wouldn't have to keep going back to them, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. Get the 7 acres up front.
Yep.
So I think that's a wonderful idea if it could be worked out.
That land is directly behind the senior
center? It's north. It's north of the senior center, more so behind the Little Deschutes lodges. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's tucked in behind those.
Yeah, because that land straight behind us, we checked a year and a half ago, and it was owned by a investment outfit out of Portland, right behind us, because we wanted to buy it, but he had a huge price on it. So saying it's north of there, that makes sense, because that's where Rob Roy wanted them to give him the land to develop some more of the Deschutes lodges.
Okay. I like the idea of the sea having it. My only concern is the workload, that it would increase some of that. But if everybody felt comfortable with that, that would be, yeah. I'd love the city to have the control and not have to keep going back to the county.
Anything, Stu?
I love the idea. You know, the county's been, you know, even before we incorporated, people don't realize how much the county did for this community. And even after we incorporated, there were still, you know, people were yelling and screaming, the county, they need to do this for us. Well, we need to stand on our own feet like it says here, strong. And I think with the county's help, we're getting there. And I think with that land in our control, since it is Lapine, Lapine can have a little more control over its future and with the help of the county. But I think it's a good move, and like Dennis said, this way we don't have to keep going back and asking and asking. It just delays a project.
Mm-hmm.
If it was already in our control, it would be that much faster to get it moving. So I'm
Well, staff will coordinate with the county on that and see if that's a possibility. They had a commission work session today, and so we'll see if that's a possibility, but it helps to hear that from the council and look into it further. So, thanks.
Any further? Nothing? How about staff comments?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head necessarily. We'll have a work session next Wednesday at 5 to talk about the LOC legislative priorities briefly before our meeting at 6. Okay. I'll try to have the end out tomorrow by 5. It might be Friday this go around, but we'll it's duly noted. Other than that, my mind is a little scatterbrained right now, to be honest, so I have nothing else to add.
I'd like to hear from our public works manager about the lift station.
Wiki at lift station.
I've got to head because I got a meeting
at 7:30. Bye. Hi, Rick. Thank you.
See you later.
They broke ground last week, officially. Got all their equipment on site and materials for the new lift station. Currently have the wet well in, and they're working on the manhole that will reroute the line coming off it'll take in Cagle basically, and what exists up there right now to reroute to the new lift station. Current lift station is still going to be in use until they have everything in the ground, and it'll transition over to the new station. But yep, they're up there starting off doing groundwork, been up there quite a bit.
What I'd recommend too, Mr. Mayor, is Anderson Perry is who the city's contracted with for not only looking into the improvements that needed to happen there, also the engineering of the improvements that needed to happen there, but also the construction administration of that. And so, you know, Jake was thrown into a tough situation to hit the ground running, where they had bid that project and engineered that project back with Scott, you know, 6 months ago. And then Scott moved on and Jake came on board, and so there's been a little bit of a transition there. Brandon Mahon with Anderson Perry has told me that he's planning to be at the meeting next week as well, and so I will call on him a little bit to to share a little bit more about that project, because there have been some interesting wrinkles here and there that have kind of thrown some hiccups in it.
I don't even think I care to know that kind of
okay,
stuff.
Sure.
But I didn't know how many of the council knew
that it was going
that was Kathy doesn't get down to that end of town often. And it's a big operation. They got some big equipment down there, and I just thought it was, you know, knowing that we got this big stuff going on is all I care about.
It's about a $300,000 project that the city's hitting out.
They got a lot of equipment down there. They dug a lot of dirt up. It's amazing. And I'll wait till later. Okay.
Any further staff comments? Hearing none, I'll move on to councilors' comments. Ms. Karen?
Good meeting. I believe that we need to have some kind of orientation with new councilors also. I came on board as an appointed councilor. I had some idea from watching what happened out as a participation in the audience, but I had no idea how in-depth it was. And it would have been nice to, I did my own research and looked for the charter and all of that kind of stuff, but it would have been nice if that had been handed to me. So I agree on that one. I like the little logo. I think it's real clean. I like the look of it. But I don't want to lose the small town feeling. Sorry, that's been with us a long time, and that's what I like seeing on things. Sorry,
good.
That's all I gotta say. Thank you.
Anything, Stu?
Nope.
Dennis?
They took out a lot of the rails up to the Wiki thing, the lift station. And I thought, instead of putting the rails and stuff back, we'll use them up and finish up what didn't get replaced.
Well, those rails, there was a specific number bought.
I know.
And
they didn't go.
They didn't go where they were supposed to.
And
so.
They didn't go very far.
Yeah.
What? Rails.
We repaired on work day. We cleaned up park and ride.
You know, the rails.
Okay.
And the rails around it.
The split rails.
So there was some broken rails from how many years that was ago.
Okay.
There's still a lot more broken ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I was just, this is just me thinking. Instead of putting all these rails back where they had to take them out for their trucks and stuff, maybe we could just save them and replace the front along the roads. Because they took them out on schedule side.
Right.
You know, so just make the rest of the fence look nice. So save the rails. I don't know. Just a thought.
I'm not part of public works.
Okay. We'll discuss that then, Jake, I guess.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, we went over there and mowed the park next to, you know, Best Western.
Mm-hmm.
And Colleen and
I painted
the picnic tables. Corey got some paint for us, and I've been bugging Corey to get trash cans, and I understand we already have trash cans for that.
Well, let me tell you what. Stu and I spent some money on that. Stu donated the trash can. I donated the PT post, bought the lock, bought the chain. Somebody cut the chain and stole the trash can.
Yeah,
and I threw my hands up. I said, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we got it looking pretty nice now, but, you know, you drive by there and you see McDonald's wrappers on the ground.
I put a lot of effort into that, but.
But didn't you work with to do that?
The NJRTC.
No, the garbage side of it, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they agreed to let us, you know, let NJOTC dump the trash in their in their dumpsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had it worked out with the NRA. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then I got a call from Tim Allen, and he said, "Hey, chain's cut, garbage can's gone. What do you want me to do with this key?"
Yeah.
To the lot.
So we should just forget it, you think, or?
I've put a lot of energy and effort into it.
Because basically I brought up last night at our Shine on the Pine meeting that we'll continue mowing it and taking care of it. And if we can try to get some more trash cans in there, it looked nice. We got the beautiful intersection, you know, and going down the street, we had weeds and picnic tables that were looked a mess, and now it looks fairly decent. I don't know.
You may find more energy in NJOTC now that they've got a new commander.
Mm-hmm. but it does need trash cans. So,
yep.
I don't know.
Generally with those trash cans, the best way to do, you need cement to be able to bolt them into. I think that's generally how you see it. Like, we need to get trash cans on the sidewalks at First Street also. And so, you know, that's a bigger conversation because
That's ours.
That just happened, and it's, yeah, exactly.
And where the problem came from, really, around this whole trash thing was, you get phone calls from the motel, because transients and all those people come through there, and they mess all of that up, and then the trash can wasn't getting emptied,
The transients were going into the motel and getting free breakfast too for a while.
Oh, were they? Wow. Yeah. I just know that. I thought about it too. The motel was complaining that the trash is all over the ground, the cans not getting emptied, etc. So what do you do? You get a service from our local trash service and just have it done once a week or once a month, or I'm not interested in. Putting energy into it.
I
think it's great to mow it.
All I want it to look nice. That's all I care about. I want it to shine.
That was my thing too. So anyway.
Okay.
And Stu knows. We thought through it.
Well, yeah, because I got tired of our stuff getting stolen, so I had to quit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the chain had been cut and the cans had been sold.
Yeah. Well, who owns the property?
I apologize for not telling you, but
I
spun
it's,
out.
It's a mess.
No, it's
like that.
Okay.
Well, it's BLM. It's BLM property.
Right.
So we'll own it one day.
Someday.
Or Parks and Rec will, or something.
Well, no.
No. City will get it.
The city will get it.
Right.
Yeah. Already.
Yeah. Anyway, so
okay. If nobody cares, I'm going to get a couple of trash cans and bolt and put some concrete in there and bolt the things down.
The concrete's probably still there, or was it in concrete?
It wasn't in concrete. Yeah. It was tied to a pressure treated.
That's what those poles are there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dennis, you can't just do stuff there. You have to get permission for BLM.
Yeah,
that's.
You sure can't pour any cement.
That's the catch. That's what we've dealt with before.
I dealt with them for 2 years just to get an agreement, and guess what? We never did get the agreement.
Okay, you've got the agreement to fasten them to those posts.
No, we had a verbal agreement going on, and they were going to bring forth a written agreement
for
the NJOTC, and then Kelly, the lady that run BL, or was in that position at BLM in Prineville, she left.
Okay, I'll just forget it.
So?
Forget it.
It's frustrating.
Kathy?
Nothing.
Nothing? Only thing I've got is Corey and I have a meeting in the morning at 9 o'clock with the Arts Central, and it has to do with the mural.
Good.
They're going to lay out the program that they got for the middle school and who the artist is and some of those kinds of things and move forward on it in September. They'll probably have more to say about it later on. The other thing is I saw those emails flying around about needing a planning commissioner on the planning commission. and I spoke to Connie Breezy, and she said, yeah. So she's going to submit an application and be on the Planning Commission.
Good.
Great.
So.
With approval.
Well, it'll come, yeah, it'll come to the council.
Follow the rules.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I kind of thought that was understood. Okay.
Well, I have one more thing real quick. I'm sorry, it just came back to me. Kathy had mentioned, you know, in light of everything that's been happening with law enforcement around the country, that it might be a nice gesture from the city, because we don't have our own police department. We work with the sheriff's department. They work for us, you know, they help us. To send them maybe some flowers, just in recognition of their support of the community of Lapine. So I thought that sounded like a nice gesture, just saying that we appreciate their service, and you know, we're thankful for everything they do for the Lapine community.
Especially with the loss of Dallas and what they face every day.
So I just thought I'd mention
that. Fine with me.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We'll hand deliver them, the guys.
We're not making a decision here.
We're laying out the consensus. Exactly.
Oh, Lordy. You mean we've got to take it to the next meeting to buy flowers?
No.
Oh, Lord.
They'll have it.
Help me.
You just got done saying the rules, but this one we don't need to.
Okay.
We're not sending $5,000 worth of flowers.
It's just like the mayor. She's appointed, she's got the job. No, it's got to go through the process.
I want to adjourn, but I've got a comment to make after I do. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
I have a comment too.
Sit right here. Right in front of Kathy.
I have a comment too.
Yes, we